I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Typically, the dog days of August aren't real promising when it comes to bass fishing in West Virginia, but this year may be the exception to the rule. We'll talk about that coming up in just a moment.
The answer is, they only work if you wear them. Yes, Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
I'll stick with life jackets for 400.
They come in new lightweight styles, perfect for any boating activity. Jim?
What are life jackets?
Yes!
Life jackets for 600, please.
Emergencies on the water happen too fast to reach them if they are stowed. Darlene?
What are anchors?
No, I'm sorry. Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
Be a winner. Boat smart. Boat safe. Wear it. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council.
During a typical summer, the bass bite tails off considerably at this time of year. Oh, sure, you can still catch them if you use the right tactics, but typically it's not the ideal pursuit. But then again, this has not been a typical year in West Virginia.
We've been getting a ton of rain out there. That means a lot of cloudy, overcast days. Much better fishing conditions than a typical summer with the hot heat and humidity and that blaring sun, which tends just to suppress the catch rates a good bit, particularly for bigger fish. And we've had a lot of days that have been quality fishing throughout this summer, and that showed up in some of our tournament results. A lot of on-hand reports have been getting from people who've been on the water and have had some really good days up through July and even the start of August here.
That's DNR Fisheries biologist Kevin Yoakum, who says where you fish can make a whole lot of difference, be it a river or an impoundment.
Well, I think both can be very productive. I prefer river fishing during the summer, better oxygenated systems, moving water, a little bit more options in terms of where to fish, channels, flats, with a little bit of structure, overhanging vegetation. Seems to be a little bit better bite on the rivers, a little more consistent. Not to say you can't have great days on the reservoirs. In fact, some of the better fishing, and it has been occurred on the reservoir, but it's more of a hit-and-miss kind of situation.
Like Kevin said, finding current is a big key, but it's not the only factor, especially when you're fishing one of those lakes.
Changes on a daily basis, obviously, depending on the overcast, sunny conditions versus overcast, or even the temperature of the day. How that goes and the time of the day. Seen big fish move up and feed in shallow water during the middle of the day on some of these overcast days.
And baits are a subject that could cause a fist fight among some avid anglers.
You know, everybody has their own scenario, what they like to throw. Typically, it turns to a lot more soft plastics, a little more subtle approach this time of year. Again, the exception to that is, you know, would be the topwater bite, which occurs during those low light periods. And for whatever reason, bass seem to really respond to that during the summertime, particularly if you can find some smallmouth or spotted bass grouped up.
Now, one thing is for certain, if you aren't out there fishing for bass, I promise you won't catch any. So get yourself to the water, and while you're at it, take along family and friends and see if you can unlock a few fishing secrets of your own. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.